Stoke Newington will Amen. Rise
Amen.
And give Amen. God the glory. So now we have a reading from lovely Sister Willis.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
And I too enjoy the shofar. Baruch Hashem.
Hey!
Baruch Hashem. Nai Eloheinu Adonai.
Yes.
He will forgive and cleanse and restore. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Return, thou backsliding Israel, says the Lord. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against me, the Lord thy God. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I acknowledge my sin to thee. I did not hide my iniquity, I said. I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then thou didst forgive my guilt, the guilt of my sin. As soon as we consent to give up, to acknowledge our guilt, the barrier is removed between the soul and the Savior. I repeat that. As soon as we consent to give up, to acknowledge our guilt, the barrier is removed between the soul and the Savior. Now we have conditions for repentance and forgiveness and cleansing. And it says, one of the conditions is forgiving one another. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother or sister trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he transgress again against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And also your forgiveness must come from the heart. All bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. And it goes on to say, when you stand to pray, seek those who may be offended by you, who you may have the inclination that has offended you. You may not have done anything wrong, but when you go to the altar to pray, make your way clear by making peace. And it says here, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother art aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and come and offer thy gifts. And this is the condition for forgiveness and cleansing. And I sweetly say to the young people, you will be forgiven and you will be cleansed. Make it the desire of your heart. God work, you work also. And I would love to give Sister Pat some books that I would recommend for your experience in this ongoing process of cleansing. Forgiveness is immediate, but cleansing is a process. It's a daily experience. And in my closing, I would recommend Step to Christ, Counsel on Diet and Food, and Ministry of Healing. These books I'm willing to give to all of you free of cost. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Willis. And really, thank Amen. You for that beautiful reading.
Amen.
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 Before we can seek an audience with God and enter His Holy of Holies, this is the time to wash at the brazen laver, so that we can present ourselves, our children of Stoke Newington, and our young people before the Lord. So I'd like us to take some time now to spend a few minutes asking the Lord for our forgiveness of sins, asking Him to cleanse us, asking Him to prepare us before we go before His throne. Okay. Take time for your individual prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm hoping as a congregation, we are now washed without spot, wrinkle, or blemish before we present our young people. But I'd like to welcome our next guest. Our next guest we've heard over the years, and she has blessed us with her beautiful voice. Today, she will be telling us why she has selected this song that will be played next. Kathy Stewart. Round of applause for Kathy.
Amen.
Amen.
Kathy? Are you there, Kathy?
Yes, I'm here. I'm coming. Oh, thank you, Lorraine, for that wonderful introduction. I was asked to sing this song for you this afternoon on forgiveness. I thought very hard about this, and I thought that the songs that I know are all old songs. And I don't want the young people to switch up and say, oh, you know, these old songs again. So I thought that I would do something for them that I think we all can be blessed from. My voice is not up to it this afternoon, so I won't be singing. But I've chosen this song for you by Helen Baylor, and it's entitled Into the Sea of Forgetfulness. This song reminds us that God's unfailing love and forgiveness, even though we are not, it reminds us of God's unfailing love and forgiveness, even though we are not worthy. So please listen to the words and be blessed. Thank you.
Amen.
Stand before you guilty and unworthy.
How can I be forgiven and holy? And I know I break your heart, but you promised I could start all over. And all the things I've done, you placed them each and every one into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed all of my sin, for I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again. Into the sea of forgetfulness, as far as the east from the west. 70 times 7, into the sea of forgetfulness. You welcome me with open arms of mercy. In spite of all I've done, you still keep loving me, and I only need to ask. Erase all of my past forever. My debts have all been paid, and they have all been washed away. Into the sea of forgetfulness, you placed all of my sin, for I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again. Into the sea of forgetfulness, as far as the east from the west. 70 times 7, you've forgiven me, and you keep cleansing me and placing my sin into the sea of forgetfulness. It's your unfailing love that covers me and all my multitude of sin. It's your steadfast love that keeps reminding me I'm forgiven. Into the sea of forgetfulness, you placed all of my sin. I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again. Into the sea of forgetfulness, into the sea.